On Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph, the second line from the top, Tanur Rabbanan. And we're studying the Machlokas Tanoim as far as Nisuch HaYayin is concerned, whether you need Kiddush Kli in order to violate the Isur of Halah B'chutz in the case of Yayin L'Nisachim. And now the Gemara is quoting the second Braisa, which again records a Machlokas Tanoim similar to the previous price that we did yesterday. Tanur Rabbanan hamnasech shlosha lugim yayin b'chutz chayev. According to Tanakama, this price shlosha lugim is the minimum volume of yayin that he was menasech b'chutz in order to be chayev. And two Tanoim are recorded as arguing against the Tanakama. That's Rebbe Lazar b'Rebbe Shimon. Now, he points out here that this Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, is not the same as the Rabbi Lozer that we've been mentioning throughout our sugya, which is Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua. Here we're talking about Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. V'hu shekidshon b'kli, adding as it were a condition to the chiyuv of chutz, the yayin, in this case shlosh lugim, had to have been poured into a kli shareis, sanctified therein, and then he could be chayav for chutz. My beinayu. The Gemara clarifies the machlokas here between Tanakama and Rabbi Lozer. So what's the source of the machlokas? Omer Rav Ado bar Rav Yitzchak. They both agree that you need Kiddush Yayin b'kli shareis, but there's something called Birutze. What are Birutze? Birutze Midos ikabeinayu. The nafkamina is going to be with regard to Birutze Midos. Birutzim, when you have a liquid that's poured into a vessel, and there's a rim, a lip around the top of the vessel, some of the liquid floats onto the rim. So it's not really technically inside the kli. And a kli shareis is mekadesh that which is inside of it. How do we view this continuous flow of a liquid where part of the liquid, a small representation of the liquid, is now located lying on the rim, the outside rim of this vessel? What's the status of that liquid? And that's going to be the machlokas here, according to Rabbi Ada, between Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim, the Tanakam, the Brais. Do we view only that which is in the kli as subject to kiddush, and therefore you're not going to be chayev for the birutze, because the birutze are not inside the kli, and they were not subject to kiddush? Or shall we say, even the birutzim are included in the kiddush of the kli? And the Tanakama, in fact, holds like the second position. Therefore, according to the Tanakama, if he implemented a nisuch bachutz of yayin, and again, the minimum shear for yayin for chutz is always going to be shlosha lugim. Now, the shlosha lugim is an integration of that yayin that's inside the kli, together with the yayin that's on the outside of the kli, on the rim, the top rim of the kli, which is called beirutzi. According to Tanakama, the kiddush of the kli shareis includes not just the yayin in the kli, but also the beirutzim, and therefore integrating the beirutzim into the remainder of, let's say, the 2.9 lugim of yayin, you now have three full lugim, and he's chayev for halah b'chutz. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds that birutzim are outside the kli, technically, and therefore they're not subject to the kiddush process. And if he's doing a nisuch on 2.9 lugim of yayin that were sanctified inside the kli, and he needs that 0.1 lug to be mashlim for the three lugim, and that 0.1 lug is beirutzim, it's on the outside of the kli, it's not subject to the kiddush of the kli, he would not be chayiv in this case for halah b'chutz. The Sfasemis actually asks a number of kashas, and he comes to the conclusion that it works out just the opposite, that on the contrary, it's the Tanakamu holds that there'll be nisuch even without a kli sharis. According to the Tanakhama, Beirutze Midos Lonis Kachu, this is the opposite of Rashi. Rashi says that according to Tanakhama, there was Kiddush even on the Beirutze, and the Sfasemis learns that according to Tanakhama, there was no Kiddush on the Beirutze. But since Bifnim, meaning as far as the actual Nisuch Hayayin inside the Azara, the Torah did not demand and require that we use such a Kli Gadol that the three Lugim should be inside the Kli with the exclusion of the Beirutzim. So therefore, as far as Nisuch Hayayin Bifnim, the Beirutzim, even though they were not Niskadoshu, nevertheless they're included in the Gimel Lugim to fulfill the mitzvah of Nisuch Hayayin Bifnim of three Lugim. So we see that there's Nisuch Hayayin even on Yayin that's not sanctified with the Kli Sharis, whereas Rabbi Elazar holds that Beirutze Midos Niskadoshu, and therefore we don't find any scenario, any possibility of Nisuch Bifnim without a Kli Sharis. So that it comes out according to the Sfasemis' pshat that the Tanakhama holds that there might be a chiyuv halah in the case of Nisuch Hayayin without Kiddush Kli Sharis, because since Bifnim we didn't need the technical Kiddush on the Beirutzim, and yet we included and incorporated the shear of the Beirutzim into the three Lugim, so you see that there is a kiyum pnim of Nisuch Hayayin even without Kiddush Kli, and therefore you're going to be chayav for chutz even without Kiddush Kli. That's how he learns this sugya. Now the Gemara has another approach to the machlokes shin Tanakam and Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Rava Berei de Rava Amar Karvu Nisachim Vibama Ika Benayu. The machlokes depends upon whether there was a hakrava of nisachim on a bama ktana. We can assume, and we'll try to clarify this as we go along, that during the 40 years in the midbar, if they did have hakravas nisachim, it would be on a bama ktana. And in fact, according to Rava, in the name of Rava, the Tanakhama is of the opinion that they were makriv nisachim on a bama ktana. Now, the premise here, which the Gemara doesn't clarify at this point, is that there's no kiddush kli sharis in a bama ktana. They just didn't have kli sharis. Hamnaseach yayin bachutz chayev af below kli, according to Tanakhama, insofar as they were makriv nisachim on a bama ktana without kiddush kli, therefore you'd be chayev even after the Isur bamas, but you'd be chayev for halah b'chutz in the case of nisachim without kiddush kli. Rabbi Elazar on the other hand holds that there was no institution of hakravas nisachim in a bama ktana, and therefore there's no nisachim without kiddush kli. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, you cannot be chayav for chutz without kiddush kli. The reason for this machlokes is, as we indicated before, were there nesachim that were brought that were kravim in the midbar? And we saw this already earlier in Rav Papa that we talked about yesterday here on the same Amud. The Tanakhama holds that one nesachim in the midbar. Rabbi Elazar holds there were no nisachim in the midbar. If there were nisachim in the midbar, that's called a bama ktana, and that circumvents the need for kiddush kli. And that's what the Hemshech HaSugya now is going to clarify. Plukta dahani tanoi. This machlokus that we're familiar with between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar, as to whether or not you require kiddush kli for halah b'chutz in the case of niske yayin, is really a machlokus at root in this brisa between Rebbe and Chacham. Desanya, we learned in this brisa, bamas yachid ena tzricha nesachim divrei Rebbe. The Chachomim Omrim Teuna Nisachim. We have machlokas here between Rebbe and the Chachomim regarding the requirement or lack thereof of Nisachim in the case of a Bamas Yachid, my own private Bama. And the Tanakhama is of the opinion, like the Chachomim here in this Braisa, that there are Nisachim in a Bamas Yachid. And in fact, in a Bamas Yachid, we require Nisachim. And this is a reality, this is a metzius of Nisachim below Kiddush Kli. Because in a Bamas Yachid, there was no Kiddush Kli, as we said before. And therefore, in Chutz, if you're Menasech b'Chutz without Kiddush Kli, you're Chayef. Rebbe Loz, on the other hand, holds like Rebbe. Rebbe says that there was no Nisachim, and there are no Nisachim in a Bamas Yachid. And therefore, you don't find Nisachim without Kiddush Kli. And therefore, as far as Chutz is concerned, I'm Menasech b'Chutz, and if there was no Kiddush Kli, you're Potter. The Gemara continues that this machlokus as to whether or not there were Nisachim that would accompany a carbon on a bamas yachid is indeed a machlokes in the following braisa. Hani tanoi, kahani tanoi, the sanya we learned in a braisa. And the braisa begins with a chapter in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav, Ki Savo el Eretz Moshvel Seichem, Asher Ani Nosein Lechem. And first, this braisa presents the drasha, the understanding of Rabbi Yishmael. Lehatina nisachim bebama gdola kosev medaber. The pasuk is coming to establish nisachim in a bama gdola. Bama gdola means after they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they established a mishkan in Shiloh that has the status of a bama gdola. And the pasuk is telling us, says Rabbi Shmuel, that they were not makriv nesachim in the midbar. It's only kisavo el eretz moshav sech sharni nosim lechem. Only when they entered into the land, that's when the chiyuv of nesachim emerged, and that only applies in a bama gedola, which is otherwise known as a bama tzibur, not in the case of a Bamas Yachid. Now, if there was no Hakrovas Nisachim in the Midbar, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Kisavol Eretz Moshoschem, the Torah points out that now they become Chayiv in Nisachim, and that Chiv emerges in a Bama Gedola, a Bamas Tzibur, not in a Bamas Yachid, and therefore we don't have Nisachim without Kiddush Kli. The Gemara goes on to clarify this price. Well, I should say the price itself clarifies. Ata Omer Bama b'Bama Gdola, that there's no Nisachim until you get to a Bama Gdola. Maybe you'll counter argue, oh, Eino Afilu b'Bama Ktana. Maybe it's not so. And they were Makriv Nisachim in the Midbar. And that's even on a Bama Ktana, the Zachiv Nisachim. So the Braisa says, "Kshu Omer," but the Pasuk says, "Al Eretz Moshvel Seichem Asher Ani Nosein Lechem." Lechem means to you as a group. That's a Bamas Tzibur. Is Bama Noheges Lekulchem Hakosuv Medaber? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is only going to be Nesachim in a Bamas Tzibur, which means in the Mishkan of Shiloh, for example, or in the Beis Hamikdash, there were no Nesachim in the Midbar, in a Bamas Yachid. So we have no precedent for Nisachim in the absence of Kiddush Kli. However, Rabbi Akiva says, Ki Savo, in the Parsha Nisachim, that's not a reference to a Bama Gdola. They certainly were Makriv Karbonos Nisachim in the Midbar. But rather, the Ki Savo is Latina Nisachim b'bama ktana kosu medaber, to teach us that dafka in a bamas yachid you need and you require nisachim. We'll see how he interprets the b'chol moshvel seichem in just a minute. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, as we saw earlier in the shita of
of the Tanakhama, there is an institution called Nesachim Bebamas Yachid. We also saw in the Chachamim in the first Brisa, and therefore there's Nesachim below Kiddush Kli. The Brisa continues to clarify Rabbi Akiva to Omer Lebamak Tano Eino El Lebamak Dola. Maybe the requirement Nesachim in this Pasuk Kisavo El Eretz Moshe Sechem, etc., is coming to teach you then Lebamak Dola. There's a requirement in Nesachim, but not, there were no Nesachim in Abomas Yochid, for example, in Midbar. Kshu Omer, al Eretz Moshev Seichem, Harei Beboma Noheges Bechol Moshevas HaKosim Medaber. In other words, even Abomas Yochid, which is Bechol Moshevas, you know, wherever you are, in your backyard, you set up a Boma, you set up a Mizbech, you bring a carbon there. That's called Abomas Yochid. Again, there was no Kiddush B'Kli Shares, and you bring the Nesachim. So we don't have to wait till Abomas Tzibur as Rabbi Shmuel would have it, but rather Abomas Yochid generates a Chiv Nesachim. The Gemara, now having completed its presentation of the Raisa, comments Kishetim Tzalom Elidivrei Rabbi Shmuel Lo Karvu Nesachim Bemidbar Ulidivrei Rabbi Akiva Karvu Nesachim Bemidbar. So this issue as to whether or not there were Nesachim in the Midbar, namely in Abama Ketana, in Abama Siyachid, that is the subject of this machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Achronim are not so convinced of the logic of the Gemara Lechor, because how does the Gemara know that according to Rabbi Akiva they were makriv Nesachim in the Midbar? Maybe there were no Nesachim in the Midbar. He's just darshaning the Mashmos HaPosek Eretz Moshev Seichem, that the Chiddush, that the din of Nesachim, that requirement was Neskadish in Eretz Yisrael, even in the case of Abamas Yachid. Rabbi Akiva doesn't spell out anything about Nesachim in the Midbar. But the Achronim point out that the Iker Parsha of Nesachim is the Kreves Nesachim, HaKreves Nesachim in the Midbar itself. And the Nesachim, he says here, Vada Ikra Parsha Bolash Menu Din Nesachim Ibama Gdola, Shere Lo Karvu Nesachim Adayim, Vinkem Estaber Yosu Lidros Estevas Lachem Ibama Gdola, Kashitas Rabbi Akiva, Kavin Shere Rabbi Akiva, L'Rabbi Akiva Karvu Nesachim Bamidbar, Kain Yosim Estabelo Lidros Estevas Moshe Sechem Legabi Ibama Ketana. Now, the inclination in terms of the Psukim would be in favor of Rabbi Shmuel's understanding of B'chol Moshevos Seichem. And that's the case of Abamas Tzibur. Rabbi Akiva must have been compelled to reinterpret the Pasuk, take it out of the simple, straightforward Mashmos HaPasuk, and interpret it as if we're talking about Abamas Yochid, because of his Shita that they were Makriv Nesachim in the Midbar, i.e. on Abamas Yochid. Now, getting back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah addresses the question of Halo Bachutz in Shiori Adam, and it quotes Rabbi Nechemi, who says that Shiori Adam of Chatos, if he was Makrivim Bachutz, he's Chayev. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemia, Kidivri Omer Shirai Ma'akfin. That the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia here, recorded in our Mishnah that he's chayef halos chutz on Shiori Adam of Chatos, that's the Rabbi Nechemia who holds that Shirayim on Ma'akvim, which is the sugya back in Perek Ezim Mekom on Adaf Nun Beis, and there Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Shiori Hadam on Ma'akvim es HaKapora, that Shficha Shirayim is critical for the Kapora Sakorban. It's like a hemshech, a completion of the Zrika Sadam Al Gabi Mizbeh. Here it's on the Yisod. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechemia, insofar as he maintains the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that Shvicha Shiyar Adam Ma'akivis HaKapor, therefore Yechai Fachutz, it's considered an Avoda Gemura, like Zrikas Adam itself. Meisvei, the Gemara objects to Rabbi Shmuel based on a Braisa. The Braisa seems to quote Rabbi Nechemia in a different vein, holding and maintaining a different Shita. Shiori Adam, Shekrivon Bachutz, Chayav. Rabbi Nechemi is quoted as saying that you chayev for shiori adam in a halos chutz. Omolo Rabbi Akiva, lo shiori adam shiori mitzvahim. Shiori adam are not critical to the kapara, and therefore the shvicha of the shiraim is not considered an avodah gemura. Why would he be chayev for chutz? Omar lo, Rabbi Nechemi responded, and again here we would have anticipated, based on Rabbi Yishmael's understanding of Rabbi Nechemia, that in fact shiori adam is critical to the kapar. It's ma'akev the kapar. But instead, he says, he turns to Rabbi Akiva and counters by saying eivarim u'pedarim yochichu. We're talking about the eivarim of korbanos, the chalavim of the korbanos, which come after the zrikas adam, and they're burnt on the mizbeach. Hem shiori mitzvah. In other words, they're not ma'akiv in the kapara because the zrika was complete already before the evarim p'darim or muktarim al gabi mizbeach. And yet ha'makrivim b'chutz chayev. Nobody denies, nobody doubts that halah se'evarim p'darim b'chutz generates a chiv kares for halah. Amalah, so Rabbi Akiva responds, lo. You have no proof from haktara se'evarim Upidarim imamarta beivarim upidarim shem tchila savoda tomar b'shiori adam she'ena tchila savoda. Meaning, alright, the zrika sadam clinched the kapar, but now we start a whole new avoda which is called haktaras eivarim upidarim. That's an independent avoda which has the status of an avoda that generates a chiyuv chutz if somebody is machter eivarim upidarim chutz lazorah. But in the case of Shiori Adam, that's not called Tchilas Avod, that's Sofa Avodas Adam. And therefore, as Rabbi Akiva said earlier, it has the status of Shiori Mitzvah, and it's not critical. Why should there be a Chiyuv HaLos Chutz for Shvichas Shiraim? So now the Gemara swings back to Rabbi Yochanan, and based on this price, attacks Rabbi Yochanan. Isa, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechemi is based on the Loch Shior Miakvim. Why does he respond to Rabbi Akiva in Rabbi Akiva's argument about it from a Varim Upadarim? Lemele, he should have just simply machmit the hand, as we said. He could have completely waved him off by saying, Hani Nami Ma'akve. Instead of going into this whole dochak, this whole discussion and analysis of the status of Eivarim Pedarim, he just could have said that Shiori Adam Ma'akvim, and that's really the Yisoda Yisodos, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, of Shitas from Nechemia. Is Tuvta. The Gemara leaves this as a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara later on is going to rescind this and reestablish Rabbi Yochanan, but right now Rabbi Yochanan seems to be kind of on the outs. The Gemara says the following: Hashta di Omar Rav Ada bar Rav. We get back to Rav Ada bar Rav's statement that machlokes b'shiyarim apnimiyim. That when we talk about a machlokes tanoim, whether shiraim or ma'akvim, that's only in shiora in shiraim apnimiyim of achatos pnimis, because there all the matonos are ma'akvos. And likewise, the Shiori Adam and Shvichas HaYisod is also Ma'akev. Avol b'Shiraim HaChitzonim, in the case of Dam of Chatos Chitzonis, the Riyakol, lo Ma'akev, the Shvichas not Ma'akev. And therefore, we can deflect the Kasha that we raised against Rabbi Yochanan. Because Kikom Rab Nechemi b'Shiraim HaPnimiyim, when did Rabbi Yochanan take the stand, take the position that if he's makriv shiori adam b'chutz he's chayv, that's only shiori pnimiyim, as Rabbi Yochanan said, because the shiraim are ma'akvim, they're a basic fundamental avoda and critical. V'chi tanya hi, but the brisa that you quote where Rabbi Kiva asked the kash on Rabbi Nechemia, that's called the subject of that brisa is shiraim achitzonim for chatas chitzona. And that's why Rabbi Nechemia didn't respond to Rabbi Akiva by saying that Shiorim Ma'akvim, because even Rabbi Nechemia himself would admit that there's no din of Ikuv, of Shiorim Ma'akvim, in the case of a Chatos Chitzona. And since even Rabbi Nechemia would be Moda that in the case of a Chatos Chitzona, Shiori Adam are not Ma'akvim Esa Kaporo, and therefore makriv shiorim shirayim of dam from a chatas chitzonu would be potur. And Rabbi Nechemi's only argument against Rabbi Akiva is in the case of chatas pnimis. Let's see how the Gemara interprets this dialogue between Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Akiva recorded in the Brice. Again, there's a problem with the Girsa, but let's read it, even though it's in parentheses. Rabbi Akiva, Lo Yoda, Maika Omar, Rabbi Nechemia. Who saw Rabbi Akiva thought that Rabbi Nechemia was talking even about Shiraim Chitzonim Omar, and he said that is a chiyuv of hakrovas chutz on shirayim of chatas chitzona v'koma hadole, and therefore yes, the kasha shirayim chitzonim is only shiori mitzvah, they're not ma'akiv. Rabbi Nechemia, who responded to him from evarim u'pdarim, and he didn't respond from the din of shirayim ama'akvim, because lidvarav de Rabbi Akiva komar. He answered Rabbi Akiva on his, Rabbi Akiva's turf. In other words, really, my explanation, my understanding, says Rabbi Nechemia, is Shirayim Ama Akvim. And that's in the case of Shirayim Apnimim, and that's when he's Chayef HaKrovas B'chutz. But according to Yosvara, that I meant to say that even in the case of Shirayim HaChitzonim, the Shirayim Ama Akvim, and therefore you're asking a kash on me, well, it's only Shirai Mitzvah, it's Shiori Mitzvah, and it's not Ma'ak, that's not a kasha. Because we find in Evarim Upadarim, which are Shiori Mitzvah, and yet the Makrivim Bachutz is Chayav. So even though, that's what Tos points out to Ramaskal V'chi, Rabbi Nechemia himself, patters the case of Makriv Bachutz Shiraim Chitzonim, so why is he bringing a counter-argument here in the Brice against Rabbi Akiva from Evarim Pdorim? Tulsa says that we find in Shas that very often a Tana will respond to his colleague by giving a reasoning, even though he himself doesn't accept that reason. Now he quotes Rav Feinstein, Rav Michal Feinstein here, in the footnote. No, I'm sorry, this is not Rav Michal Feinstein, this is the brother-in-law, this is Rav David Soloveitchik, as saying that the Maskanas HaGemara is the Gemara is really retracting its original position, and it's explaining that in truth Rabbi Akiva's kasha on Rav Nechemia from Shiorim was a kasha from Shiorim Pnimiyim, because Rabbi Akiva himself maintains that even in the case of Chatas Pnimiyim, Chatas Pnimios, there's no din of Shiorim Ma'akfim. And therefore Rabbi Nechemia responds to him that according to me, Shiorim Pnimiyim are Ma'akfim. But even according to your understanding that Shirayim are not Ma'akfim, I would prove it to you from Evarim Upadarim, you could be Chai Fachutz even on something that's not Ma'akif. And if you ask why the Gemara didn't give that answer earlier, he says, Li'olam Rabbi Nechemia Omar Ez Dino Gam B'Shirayim Chitzoni, that Rabbi Nechemia went as far as to say that Shirayim is Ma'akiv even in the case of a Chatas Chitzona. Aye, he answered to Rabbi Akiva from Avarim Pdorim, and he didn't answer him from the fact that Shirayim are Ma'akvim even in the case of Shirayim HaChitzoni. That's in order to respond to Rabbi Akiva Lushitoso, according to Rabbi Akiva's own understanding. According to my understanding, says Rabbi Nechemia, Shirayim Chitzonim on Ma'akvim. But even according to your understanding, that Shiori Mitzvahim, don't ask Akasha, if Shiori Mitzvah, how can they be Chai for Chutz? What are you going to do with Evarim Upadarim? There's a proof that even if you're talking about Shiori Mitzvah, you still could be Chai for Allah's Chutz. According to the final maskana, the bottom line of this sugya, becomes clear that Rabbi Nechemia's din, that if he's makriv shiori adam b'chutz, he's chayov, that's only with regard to shiorim pnimi. Now we're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and this is the Mishnah of Chatos, or Olas Ha'ov, meaning what are the dinim that apply in terms of the chiyuv chutz in karbonos of. And the Mishnah opens up by saying hamolek es ha'of bifnim vehele b'chutz chayav, that the din of chiyuv halah applies to an of as well. But again, you need something that's royal is kabel bifnim. So bifnim, he had to do not shchita as he would do in a zevach of a behema, but rather malika. Malika in karbanas of replaces shchita. He did the malika of the of inside the azara. Everything's ready now for the karbana of to be muktar al gabi mizbeach. Again, what that might mean, that might change between ola and chatos. In the case of chatos, we're talking about mitzi adam on the bottom half of the mizbeach. In the case of ola sa'of, we're talking about dam on the top half of the mizbeach above the chudasuk. But in any event, the Mishnah establishes that since after the malika of this oaf inside the azor, everything is set and it's royal is kabel, he can complete the carbon bekashruso bifnim. If he now takes the carbon bachutz and he's mala bachutz, he's chayv kares like the din of mala bekodshim of zvachim bachutz. Now we get to the more complicated case. Molak bachutz, he, instead of doing the malika kedasu kedin inside the azara, he did the malika outside the azara. That's a no-no. That passes the karbon. And therefore, if he's malit now at this point, he's potter, because since there's no malika outside the azara, this oaf becomes basically nevela, meaning there's no, it's not miskabel bifnim anymore, it's posel. And if it's not miskabel bifnim, then there's no chiv halo bachutz, as we mentioned many times, adaf kuftes. So he's going to be potter here for both the malika and the halo, because all this took place bachutz. And the Gemara is going to darshan, well, the Gemara back on daf kuf zayin already darshan this. There were two shitas exactly how to darshan this. Rabbi Akiva saw it from the parash of Shkutei Chutz, Ish Ish Asher Yishchat B'machne Asher Yishchat Michutz L'machne. And since the Torah repeats Asher Yishchat twice, it tells you that you're only chai for Shchita but not for Malika in the case of Korban Ha'of. Rabbi Yishmael on the other hand maintains that we're going to exclude Malika for the Chiv Chutz based on the Pasuk Zeh HaDavar, which means dafka zeh dover, which is explicit in the Torah, that means the shechita cases, but not the malika cases. But be that as it may, no matter which drush you're accepting, whether it's Rabbi Akiva's or Rabbi Shmuel, is the bottom line, which is universally accepted to both of them, is that you're potter from malika bachutz. So therefore, Molek Bachutz, he's potter. Even if afterwards he does Allah, he's potter, because once the Malika was done Bachutz, as we said before, the Oaf is not royalist Kabul Bifnim, it becomes Nevela. He's potter for the Malika, based on one, Malika Bachutz, based on one of those two drushos of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now the plot goes even thicker. Hashochet es ha'of bifnim. Imagine, he shechts the oaf inside. Instead of doing maliki, does shchita. At this point, I would say that it's ball game over. The oaf is completely possible. And that would be supported, perhaps, by the next three words in the Mishnah. Hela bachutz potter. In other words, once the karbon was shechted inside, the oaf was shechted inside the azara, now it's possible. It's not royal as kabel bifnim, and therefore, it's not nitfas, it's not subject to the chiyuv halah bachutz. Because anything that's not miskabel bifnim, you're not chayev for chutz. In the footnote, he says, Kein chayov al halah's korban shenishcha bachutz, af she posel hu. You might ask, wait a minute, you're telling me that since he did the shechita of the oaf bifnim, the carbon is possible, it's not royal, it's kabel bifnim, but wait a second, what about the case of a carbon ola where you chayef achutz, you shechted the carbon ola bachutz, the moment you took it out of the azor, it was possible biyotze, and yet you chayef the ola of a carbon which is possible. So the shechita, in this case, the shechita, the ola was bifnim, everything seems to be set, and therefore you chayef the ola bachutz, even though it's possible toras yotze. So we're going to have to say that's a special ribui of the Torah, that you chayef for chutz, even though every chutz by definition is eno roy liskabel bifnim, because it's possible toras yotze. So that's where we have the ribui, the parsha of the Torah that's mechayev you falos chutz, even though the carbon is technically possible to toras yotze. But in the case of other psulim bachutz, if it's eno miskabel bifnim, since it's eno miskabel bifnim, therefore you put the bachutz, and that is a perfect that is perfectly matched up, corresponding to this case in the Mishnah where he shechted the oaf bifnim, and instead of doing malika bifnim, he passed the carbon bifnim. It's eno royal iskabel. Now he's male the oaf bachutz. He's potter. And at this point, we turn to Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Shochat bachutz vehela bachutz. Now, at this point, if I were to cover the next word in the Mishnah, I would certainly say this is upgrade. This is poshut. If he shechtze bachutz, there never was a shasa kosher. There was never a moment that this oaf was royalis kabbalah on his back. I would say that shechitas chutz in this case is even worse than malika bifnim. I'm sorry, than shechita bifnim, where he needed malika and instead he substituted with shechita. And yet, to our surprise, the Mishnah says yachayev. Yachayev here for shechita and yachayev here for halah. And this is based on a sugya, drasha sagamara on daf kuf zayin amir aleph. On Shechita is chayev because the Torah says in Shechutei Chutz in Vayikra Yud Zayin, O Asher Yishchat. And Rabbi Shmuel derives from the O a ribui of Shechita Sa'of. And since the words Asher Yishchat are completely superfluous and they lend themselves to a drasha, as we saw earlier, is the drasha here is a ribui of shechita sa'of. So again, as strange as it sounds to our ears, he's chayev misa, he's chayev kares for shechita sa'of bachutz. And why is that so? Because of the special ribui o asher yishchat. Now, the Mishnah says he's chayev not only for the shechita bachutz of this oaf, but he's also chayev for the halah. He's chayev shtayim. So that's based on a drasha that we had early on Daf Kuf Zayin that establishes, based on two words, asher yishchat, which are superfluous, a linkage between shechitas hakarbon bachutz and halah hakarbon bachutz. And that drasha tells me that if he's chayiv on the shechita b'chutz, then ipso facto he's chayiv on the halah b'chutz. Because between the parash of shechita and the parash of halah, we have extra words, v'aleim tomar. And v'aleim tomar, wedged in between the parash of shechita b'chutz and the parash of halah b'chutz, serves as a linkage between the two parashios. Of Vav HaMachaber, so to speak. The Gemara calls it Eruv Parshios, to teach us that any carbon that you chayv on Shechitas Chutz, you chayv by definition on Halas Chutz. And applying that principle here in our context, once we have the drasha, the ribui of O Asher Yishchat, that Yechayev Eshchitas HaOf Bachutz, B'toras Iser Chutz, then we're going to expand this to include Halah Bachutz, because of this equation that anything included in Shchita Bachutz as a chiyuv kares is ipso facto included in Halah Bachutz. Now, the Mishnah offers a sikum, so to speak, an overview of principles to summarize the Mishnah. But the trouble is that this overview makes no sense, and the Gemara is going to have to refurbish it, so to speak. Nimtza, the Mishnah says the following. What klal do we get out of this Mishnah? Derech echshero bifnim pturo bachutz. The way that you would be machsha the oaf inside, which is molika, is potter bachutz. And that we saw, that molek bachutz is potter. That doesn't bother us. So far we're still on solid ground, because molika bachutz is basically nevela. And it's certainly not roilus kabel agabi hamizbeah pifnin. And then, it says, derech echshero mi bachutz, pturo bifnim. If we translate this Mishnah, this line in the Mishnah, literally, it makes no sense. What do you mean, pturo bifnim? What do you mean when you say, again, if you're talking about derech echshero bachutz, fine. If you're talking about the heksha, the ov bachutz, which would mean shchita, again, let's go back again. Derech Hechsher Bifnim is Malika. And for Malika Bachutz, we said you're potter. But what's Derech Hechsher Bachutz? Again, the only way you could be kosher in any carbon, Bachutz, is only through Shechita. And that's true. Again, forget about a carbon. I'm talking about Chulin. So if the Oaf is Chulin, you could be Machsha the Oaf through Shechita. And now, if this oaf is a carbon, then you chayev for chutz. But how is it possible could call that derech hechsher oaf mi bachutz? We're talking about being chayev for chutz in the case of shchita, based on the ribui of o asher yishchat. So it should have said chiyuvo, not hechshero. We're talking the whole subject of this Mishnah and all that we've had before this in this parak is Shkitas Kodshim Bachutz, Be'isr. So what are you talking about? Derech HaKshero. And the Gemara is going to reinterpret this line and basically change the girsa of the Mishnah. It should say Derech Chiyuvo. And Rashi points out the Gemara really wants to be Magia and change the beginning of this Klal to Derech Chiyuvo. And Derech Chiyuvo Bifnim Pturo Bachutz. And the flip side of that is going to be Derech Chiyuvo Bachutz Pturo Bifnim. So the Mishnah means the following. Let's take the two phrases. First phrase is Derech Chiyuvo Bifnim Pturo Bachutz, which means a carbon for which you chayev on its halah bachutz, because the avoda rishona was done bifnim. That's called derech chiyuvo bifnim. The word bifnim means that the avoda was done bifnim, meaning malika was done bifnim, and therefore you chayev halah bachutz. But if the first avoda, meaning the malika, was done bachutz, then you potter. So that's derech chiyuvo bifnim pturo bachutz. Okay, now we get to the second phrase. Derech chiyuvo bachutz pturo bifnim. A carbon for which yechayev an halah, if the first avodah was done bachutz, and that's the case of shchita bachutz, if the first avodah, which means the shchita, was done bifnim, he's potter. So he did the first avodah bifnim as shchita, then the carbon becomes possible. and therefore it doesn't lend itself, it's not Roilus Kabbal Bifnim, and therefore it doesn't lend itself to Halo Bachutz. When could you have Halo Bachutz? In a case of Derech Chiyuvo Bachutz, which means that if you did the Shechita Bachutz, now you could be Chai for the Halo Bachutz. And that's all according to the Tanakhama. Now we go back to the Mishnah, and the Sefer of the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon. That's also quite perplexing. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shechayov and olav bachutz. In other words, if the avoda was done bachutz, chayovim al kayotzebo. In a similar way, bichay bifnim shehela bachutz. In other words, if he begins the avoda bifnim and he completes the avoda with Allah bachutz, chutz min ashochet bifnim. That if he shechts a bifnim, in the case of an oaf, that passes the oaf, and therefore he's potter for halah bachutz. Even though if he would have done the shechita bachutz, and then he would be malah bachutz, he'd be chayav. So the Gemara is going to explain in just a minute what was Rabbi Shimon's shechita. What did he have in mind? What was his intention, and how is he arguing with the Tanakham? First, the Gemara addresses that girsa problem that we had in the Mishnah with the klal that says derech hechshero mibifnim, and the Gemara says hay hechshero. How can you call it a lashon hechsher when you're talking about shechitas chutz? Shechitas chutz is not a lashon of hechsher; it's a lashon of chiyuv. In other words, oaf, a carbon oaf, doesn't have a hechsher b'shechita, but rather it has a chiyuv b'shechita v'shechs b'chutz. And that's what the Gemara says, chiyuvohu. And the Gemara answers, tni chiyuvo, which means, according to Rashi, you have to change the girsa in our Mishnah, and instead of hechshero, you have to put in the word chiyuvo. And we discussed at great length earlier how that works out in the pshat of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayov malo b'chutz, Gemara wants to clarify, what does Rabbi Shimon have in mind over here? It would seem that Rabbi Shimon, the way the Mishnah presents it, is arguing against the Tanakhama, Ahechakai. On which din that was formulated by the Reisha, by the Tanakhama, did Rabbi Shimon come to be Cholik? Ilema Reisha Koi. If we're going back to the Reisha, Hamolek of bifnim vehela bachutz chayov, molak bachutz vehela bachutz potur. Is on that Omar le Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon responds to the Tanakhama, and he says ki hechi dipnim chayev. Is Bachutz Nami Mechayev. In other words, to the same extent, says Rabbi Shimon, that Molek Bifnim, if he does the Allah Bachutz, he's Chayev, so too Molek Bachutz, and then he does the Allah Bachutz, he's also Chayev. In other words, he's going to be Chayev for both the Malika and the Allah Bachutz. Okay, we never encountered such a shita, but Rav Shimon is certainly free, laissez-faire, to maintain that shita. Rashi says that Rav Shimon, the Gemara never accused or thought that Rav Shimon would hold that Yechayev for the Malika Bachutz. What he meant to say was Yechayev for the Halah Bachutz. But as far as Malika is concerned, Vadai, there's no question that Ein Yechayev Bachutz. And the Gemara Le'el, back on Daf Kuv Zayin, establishes that Molek Bechutz is pot. Now we're ready for the Gemara's Kasha. Hi, the Lashon that Rav Shimon uses, Kol Shechayovim Olav Bechutz, is not understood. He should have said, Kol Shechayovim Olav Bifnim. Now, since he's maintaining that we have a Ribui, he's coming to be Mechadish, that just like Yechayev on Haktoras Of, if the Malika took place bifnim, so to Yechayev for the Aktorah the Allah Sa'of, if the Malika took place bachutz, so you should have said Kol Shechayov Nolo Bifnim. Right? The Tzushtel is, the equation is to the case of Haktoras, of Malika Sa'of Bifnim, so it should have said Kol chayov and ol b'fnim, meaning that yichayf halav b'chutz in the case where the malika took place b'fnim. Ella, so therefore the Gemara offers now a second twist in Rabbi Shimon. Ki hechi debachutz lo mechayev, bifnim nami lo lechayev. In other words, we're going to have to assume that if he does the malika bachutz, he's not chayev for the Allah, and so too if he does malika bifnim, even though he does the Allah bachutz, he's not chayev in that case either. If that be the case, we have another question. Hi, what is the lashon of the Mishnah Kol She'ein Chayovin Alav Bachutz? I'm saying, in other words, it should have said Kol She'ein Chayovin Alav Bachutz, because he's coming to teach us that just like he's not Chayef Halos Of if the Malika took place Bachutz, so too he's not Chayef if the Malika took place Bifnim. Which again is a pella. If the malika took place bifnim, he shouldn't be chayev halos chutz. But even if I grant you that premise and that interpretation of Reb Shimon, and that's where he argues with the Tanakama, then the language is very odd. He says kol shechayovin alav bachutz. He should have said kol she'ein chayovin alav bachutz. Is he telling me that he's not chayev halos ha'of if the malika took place bachutz? I'm saying, what I mean to say is that just like he's not chayef halos ha'of if the malika took place b'chutz, so too he's not chayef halos ha'of if the malika took place b'fnim. So what's the kol chayovin alav b'chutz? He should say kol she'ein chayovin alav b'chutz. The Gemara tries another possibility. This also doesn't lead us very far. Ella ha'sefer koy. Let's shift to the sefer of the Tanakhama and see if we can plug in Rabbi Shimon. In the Sefer it says, Ashokhet of bifnim, vehela bachutz patur. He did the shechita in the Azara, the halah outside is patur, as we explained earlier, because the shechita is not appropriate in the case of an oaf. Now, shochat bachutz vehela bachutz chayev, which we said is based on a separate drasha of o asher yishchat. Oh, now comes along Reb Shimon. Amalei Reb Shimon, ki hechi debifnim lo machayev. Just like the shochet of bifnim, he's not chayev for the lost b'chutz. So too, if he shochet outside the azon, he does the halo b'chutz. He's also not chayev. In other words, Reb Shimon rejects that. That's ribui. That's rasha of o asher yishchat that we spoke about. Is here again we have a problem with the language of the Mishnah, because the language is kol she'ein chayovim. I'm sorry, what he should have said, you always have to read the Gemara carefully, what he did say was kol she'chayovim ala b'chutz. He should have said kol she'ein chayovim ala b'fnim. Now, as he's trying to teach us, Rabbi Shimon, that just like if he shechts it b'fnim, he's not chayov on ala b'chutz, so too, if he does both the Shechita and the Allah Bachutz, he's not Chayv on the Allah. So the language that would have been appropriate, if that's what Reb Shimon is trying to convey, would have been Kol She'ein Chayov B'fnim. Ella, says the Gemara, let's interpret Reb Shimon in the following way. Ki Hechi DeBachutz Mechayev, just like in the case where he does both the Shechita and the Allah Bachutz, he's Chayev. In other words, Rav Shimon now accepts the drosh of O Asher Yishchat. So too, if he shechts it bifnim, and he's mala bachutz, nami chayev. And that's again a breakthrough, a pella of a chidush, because we assume that by, you know, immediately following the shechita bachutz, the korban is possible. How can it be chayev Allah bachutz? Immediately after the shechita bifnim, the carbon is possible. It's not royal iskava. How could he possibly chay for halah bachutz? But in any event, the Gemara is now willing to entertain the possibility that according to Rav Shimon, even if the shechita took place bifnim, you'd be chay for halah bachutz. So the Gemara rejects that as well. Haktani, because at the end of Rabbi Tarfon's words, it says, Chutz min ha-shokhe bifnim v'amala b'chutz. That if he shechts the animal on the inside, in the Azara, there's no possibility that he be chayef alo b'chutz. Now, if that be the case, Rabbi Shimon is embracing the Shita, he's identical with the Shita Tanakama, so what are they arguing about? At this point, the Gemara quotes Ze'iri and Rav. Those are the two main Shitos here. Omar Ze'iri, Shchitas Be'ema Balayla Ika Be'naya. The subject of the Machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon is Behema. We're not talking about Oph at all. You know, there's a shift here when we get to Rav Shimon. And when we talk about Behema, the Shchita was done Balayla. And now the carbon is possible. And we have to add something to the language of the Tanakhama. That's what we call Chisurei Mechzer Vachitani, Hachakama. V'chein ha-shochet behema bifnim balayla v'elam b'chutz pota. Now that since the carbon, by virtue of the Shechita at night, is psula, therefore the halah is also pota. And the Tanakhama reflects the Shita of Yehuda back on Daf Pei Dalinam and Aleph, that in the case where he shechted the carbon balayla, then the carbon is completely possible to the Eved, even as far as Ola, which normally is Lo Yered, here it be also Tered. So it means that this carbon, since by virtue of the Shechita Balayla, is Enam is Kabelas Bifnim Klal, even B'dieved, and therefore you're not Chayev for Chutz. However, if he Shechted Bachutz Balayla, Ve'ela Bachutz, he's Chayev, because with regard to Shechitas Chutz, there's no difference between Laila and Yom. So therefore he's Chayev on the Halah Bachutz. And on this, Rabbi Shimon argues, Omer, what does Reb Shimon say? Kol shechayovin ala bachutz, if he shechts it balayla bachutz, and we said that he's chayiv in such a case, he's chayiv al kayotzi bo bifnim behela bachutz. So if he shechted it balayla bifnim and he's mala bachutz, then he's chayiv. And this is Reb Shimon l'shitaso, based on that sugi that we mentioned in Pei Dalet, who holds that a Be'emesh and Ishchat Balayla is being the Eved, you can bring it as a carbon, and also lo teret. And he darshens it from the pasuk that says, Zos Torah Sa'ola in Vayikra Perek Vav, which comes to be Marbet Torah Achas L'chol Ha'olam on Mizbeach, that with regard to the psul of all Olim on the Mizbeach, the rule is Im Olu Lo Yerd. And therefore, if the Shechita Balayla was performed on the Pnim of the Azara, and then he was Mala Bachutz, according to Reb Shimon, it'll be Chayav, because we're talking about Im Olu Lo Yerd. Chutz, the one exception, is Ashochet Of Bifnim Vehela Bachutz. In other words, in this case, since the Shechita of the Of Bifnim passels the carbon even to the extent of Im Olu Yerdu, it's a total wipeout, total psul, therefore he's going to be potur for Halah B'chutz, it's Enam Iskabel Bifnim. In other words, there's no Shechita for an Of Bifnim, and it's like he chopped off the head of the Of and he killed the Of, it's passel as a carbon. It's not like the case of Shechita's Behema, even though it's possible Laila, but nevertheless that Shechita is a recognizable Shechita as far as Behema's Chulin is concerned, but with regard to Shechita of an Oaf, that's in Kodshim, that's not relevant. That's what we presented based on Rashi. Tosis doesn't understand this, because even an Oaf, Shechita is Kshera, at least Bechulin, and therefore Tosis suggests that Shechitas Behema Balayla is Ksher v'dieved because of the Psul Machmas Laila, which is extraneous. It's not Begufo Shel Karbon, Masha Enkein Shechitas Of Bifnim, that's a Psul Begufo Shel Karbon, Be'atzmus HaKarbon. It's not something external, and therefore it doesn't have any meaning or significance Bifnim at all. Now we get to Rav. Until now it was Zairi. The Achronim say that Rav is not coming to be Cholek B'din al-Zairi. He doesn't have an argument with Zairi, but he wants to offer another possible interpretation of the Tanakhama. And he says the following, Kabbalah b'kli chol ikar b'nai. The issue here at the heart of the Machlok Shin, the Tanakhama of Shimon, revolves around Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam requires a kli sharis. What happens if he's Kabbalah Dam in a kli chol that was never sanctified as a kli sharis? And again, we have to add words to the Mishnah, Chisurei Mechzochi Komar. V'chein Hamakabel b'kli chol b'fnim v'hela b'chutz patur. In the view of the Tanakama of Reb Shimon, and we'll see how to link that Tanakama with another Tana, is the Kabbalah b'kli chol b'fnim passes the carbon completely. It's like Nishpach Adam ala Oretz. The carbon is possible because there was no Kabbalah in a kli shoreis. And it's eno miskabel b'fnim, therefore you potter me b'halo b'chutz. And this Tana reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who holds earlier that nishpach hadam ein akor miskabel afilu b'dievet, and there's no dinim of olu lo yeredu with regard to a fundamental psul. And that fundamental psul includes Kabbalah b'kli chol. Yehuda has enumerated a list of him olu lo yeredu, and on that list he has five psulim. Amongst them he has, just one second. Let me reiterate that. I think I said it in the positive, I meant to say it in the negative. There are five psulim where the klal of imolu lo yeredu doesn't apply, the exceptions to the rule, meaning here we're going to apply the rule of imolu yeredu. It's a little confusing the way it was written here. And on that list of the real extreme psulim, such that there's no din, no salvation of imolu lo yeredu, no salvation, is karban shekibel es damam psulim. Like, let's say, for example, a tame is mekabel adam. And how much more so in the case of nishpach adam, or in our case, where he's mekabel adam in a kli chol. And the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis has a drasha from a pasuk that kabbalas adam must be in a kli sharis. The Mishnah back on Chof Hey establishes that if nishpach adam ala ritzpah, the carbon is pasul. And posel here means the real mekoy posel, him olu yeredu. Is therefore there can be no possibility of a chiyuv halo b'chutz if the kabbalas adam was in a kli chol. And Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, "V'omer kol shechayoven alav b'chutz, chayoven al kayotzi bo b'fnim v'helu b'chutz." That he's chayuv for chutz in the case where he's mekabel adam in a kli chol, and the language is chayoven al kayotze b'bifnim ve'elam b'chutz. In other words, if he was mekabel the dam in a kli chol b'fnim, and then he was mala b'chutz, he's chayev, because that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon back in that sugya, that nishpach adam shall kor miskabel b'dievivim ol lo yeredu. That in the absence of Kabbalah Saddam, the din is, although l'chatchila we don't bring the carbon, but the evidence miskabel, and then imolo lo yere. And the only exception to that rule, says Reb Shimon, is chutz min ashochet of bifnim vehele b'chutz. Here he's going to be potter because it's not miskabel bifnim klal, because instead of malika he did shchita. And we said it's like cutting off the head of the animal. And this is the approach of Rav. Now the Gemara suggests a third approach. And And that really is a reiteration of something that we saw before, but the Gemara rejected it. Now the Gemara is going to resurrect it from the dead. Because the Gemara before asked that it's not possible to interpret Rav Shimon as being Mechayev Molek Umala Bachutz, if he did both the Malika and the Halos Ha'ov Bachutz, because if that be the case, then the language of Rav Shimon is intolerable. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon should have said, instead of Kol Shechayov Nala Bachutz, Kol Shechayov Nala Bifnim, meaning he did the Malika Bifnim, and then he's Chayev Bachutz. And now Rav Shimon wants to say that even if he did the Malika Bachutz, he's Chayev Halalo Bachutz. But now the Gemara changes its mind. It says, Vahashta Detani Avua Deshmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchok. We have now a teaching from Avua Deshmuel. Hamolek Of Bifnim Vehela Bachutz Chayev. Okay, this we know, and that's the simple case of halah b'chutz in Karbonos HaOf. The malika was done inside, and the halah was done outside the azor. Molak b'chutz, vehela b'chutz potel. However, says the Tanna Kamma, quoted here by Abba Deshmuel, that if the malika was done outside the azor, then he's part of halah's chutz, because malika outside the azor makes it into nevela. Rabbi Shimon Mechayev, Rabbi Shimon holds that even though the Malika was Bechutz, he's Chayev for the Halos Chutz. And therefore it's possible to say Rabbi Shimon Hossam Koi, he's referring to the din, this din, and the language of the Mishnah is Mechuvan, Utni, and we should have the, accept the gears of Kol Shechayovin Ola Bifnim Vehela Bechutz, Chayev Ola Bechutz. Which means, if he was Molek Bifnim, and he was Mala Bachutz, then he's Chayav Ola Bachutz if he does the Malika and the Halo Bachutz. And this leads us to the new Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says that you could be Chayav for Zrikas Adam Bachutz in the case of a Chatos, Shekibel Doma Bekos. Now, what he did was, he had to be mekabel the dam of the chatos in a klishores, and he did so in this ratio in one klishores. Later on, the Mishnah is going to talk about a case where he's mekabel the dam in two different kosos. Is nasan if he was zorek with the dam mibachutz chutz lazora, and now he's chayv for chutz. Is chazar v'nasan bifnim? If now he takes the dam back inside the azora, or nasan tchilim in adam bifnim ba'azor v'chaz v'nasan bachutz, he's chayev shekuloi roi bifnim. The Mishnah presents two scenarios. One scenario, let's talk about the second scenario, is where he starts with a Kabbalah Saddam Bifnim. Everything is now set for the Avodah Sakorban Bifnim Bekashrus. And then, after doing an Asina Saddam Bifnim, he's still got Dam left over, and he goes outside of the Azor and he does a second Asina Saddam. In such a case, for sure, he's chayav for chutz, because once he implemented the zrikas adam bifnim bekashrus, everything is set, and the carbon is royal is kabel bifnim, and therefore he's chayav for zrikas adam bachutz. And in the language of the Mishnah, we can explain this by calling it kulo roy bifnim. Everything is set bifnim because he did the zrikas adam bifnim. That's fine. But now he has in the Reisha a different scenario. The first din in the Mishnah is a case where he's makabel adam in a klishores bifnim, and then he went ahead and he took the dam bachutz, and In this case, that l'chora should be a classical case of chutz, of a chiyuv chutz, which the Mishnah says he is chayav for chutz, but you're not sure exactly what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. In the second case in the Mishnah, where he begins with a zrika bifnim, let's read the Mishnah again. Nosan bachutz v'chazav enosan bifnim. Or what? Or bifnim. He starts with dam bifnim v'chazav enosan bachutz. Wait a minute. That seems to be... One second. I'm a little confused because Rashi says, give me a second, that the first din in the Mishnah is Poshut. Again, which one is Poshut here? The first din in the Mishnah is the Nesina was Bachutz. And then Chazar V'Nosan Bifnim. Now I'm not sure what the Chazar V'Nosan Bifnim is. It sounds like what the Mishnah is telling me is that he could be tofes achevel mishteyak tzavot. On the one hand, he could be chayef v'chutz. On the other hand, the carbon is miskaper bifnim. Why? Because after what happened, after the zrika b'chutz, and he was chayef v'chutz now, he brought the dam bifnim. No, wait a minute. The dam bifnim can't be miskaper now because it's possible midin yotze. So if that be the case, then the Mishnah is talking about a case of zrika sadam bachutz. So the Kabbalah sadam was in a klishas bifnim, and the zrika sadam was bachutz. Rashi says for sure he's chayav for halo bachutz, and that's a din poshut. Says Rashi that the Reisha is only an introduction to the Seifa. It's Beglal HaDin HaSheni. Now the Din HaSheni, he started with an Asino Bifnim, which he didn't have in the first case. He only had a Kabbalah Sadam Bifnim. Now he did a Asino Bifnim. And then he did a second Asino Bachutz. Well, let's think about what the Chiddush here is. That as a result of the first Nesina, Bifnim, the Dam that's left over in the Kos becomes Shirayim, which has the Din of Shvich Al Yisod. So why should it be Chayev for Nesina Bachutz? So the Gemara is going to tell us that this is a reflection of Rav Nechemia, who holds that Shirayim Ma'akri. So we see clearly that there's a Chiddush in the Seifa, where the Nesina was Bifnim, and now he takes the Shirayim of the Dam, and he's Chayef Halo Bachutz. But getting back to the Reisha, where the Nesina was Bachutz, that Lechora should be a classical case of Halos Chutz. But what confuses me is v'nosan bifnim. What's the v'nosan bifnim over here? Oh, so in the footnote here, he quotes the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that k'shechozer v'nosan min adam bifnim lo hukshara karvam abayim lo niskapru, because the dam is posel biyotze. Now I wouldn't say that that's a chiddush. I mean, that's something that we actually calculated on our own, but at least we understand what the din is in our Reisha. On the one hand, it's going to be chayv for chutz. On the other hand, lo niskapru abaylim, when he takes the dam back in, because the dam once it's out is posel and it's not roi l'chapora. Now if after the Kabbalah Sadam he would have put some dam from the kli and left the kli as is, and then he took the rest, the balance of the dam, and he was makdir bachutz, then says the Sfasemesi could be machshir the korban because there's dam that never left the azor. He has a rechidish in the footnote from the Chazan Ish that if he did the halos dam bachutz and then he had a second halos dam bachutz, so there was two nesinos of dam, would he be chayv shtayim or not? Says the Chazan Ish, that depends upon the suffix of the Gemara back on Daf Kuf Yud with regard to chisarim bachutz, whether it's considered a chisarim and a patis from chutz or not. If you hold like the chisarim bachutz is a chisarim, then he's not chayv on the second zrika here because already there was a chisarim as a result of the first zrika. But if we hold the chisarim bachutz is not nechshav chisarim, chisarim is only a chisarim inside the azor, but here it was sholim when it left the azor, then he'd be chayv for the zrika shniyah. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in the case of a chatos kibel dama b'shtei kosos, nosan mishneim b'fnim patur. Now this is a little bit confusing. If he has a double nesinas hadam, is lechor, once he did the first nesinas hadam, the second dam is completely excluded from the mizbeach. I guess since it's bifnim and he never took it outside the azorah, then he can do a second zrikas hadam. I'm not sure exactly if in the halachic terms in kodshim he accomplished anything through the second zrika, but at least he doesn't violate any avera. Might be futile and meaningless. Now the Mishnah says shneiem bachutz. He took these two kosos and he did halos chutz and he's chayev. Again, if he's mezid, he's chayv koris, he's shogi, he's chayv achatos. And the question is, how many chatos would he be chayv? Is he chayv for each halah from the same zevach? And the answer is, he's only chayv one chatos because both zrikas were done behelim echot. Notice he didn't know, he had no yediyah bein tayim in the middle between the first zrika and the second, that he had violated zrikas dam bachutz. If he found out between them, that would be Yediyah Mechalekes, and he'd be chayev for each zrika a separate korban chatos, because that's called shtei halomos, and shtei halomos are mechayev shtei chatos. Now the Mishnah continues, and if you're counting from the bottom of the omud, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom of the omud. Echad bifnim, v'echad bachutz. So now what happens? On the one hand, he was machshir the karbon with the first zrika of the dam that was in Kos Aleph, we'll call it. And now the question is he chayv halo b'chutz on Kos Beis? And the answer is that he's potter because Kos Beis is no longer roy l'skabel b'fnim. Now, why is that so? You can't tell me because of the psul of Yotzei, because psul Yotzei is never mafkia a chiyuv halah b'chutz. That we know, because by definition halah b'chutz always entails Yotzei. So Rashi seems to say that even according to Rabbi Nechemi, who holds that in Chatas Pnimah Shvichas Shirayim Yisod is Ma'akev as Hakor, but nevertheless if he's Makabel Adam in two Kosos, each Kos stands unto itself independent to the other Kos. And once he achieves the Zrika of the first Kos, then the second Kos, instead of becoming Shirayim, becomes what's called Dochul. So that even Rabbi Nechemiah here, in this case, would say, you're part of the Zrikas Dam Bachutz on the second coast, because the second coast is Dochu. Now, why the second coast is Dochu, we'll have to wait till the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. You and I would have said, so what if he Zorik the Dam from the second coast? Why is that problematic? We said he's not over any Avera if it wasn't Yotze B'chutz, but it's nevertheless considered Dochui, which means it's not royalist Kabel. We called it an exercise in futility.
So that's something we'll have to take under advice. What's the status of a kos dam which is dochui, and he went ahead and he was zorik it on the mizbeach. But what Rashi's trying to emphasize, it doesn't have the status of shirayim, because there was a kabbalas dam in the separate kli, and that's an entity unto itself. That dam is not connected to the first kos, because if it were to be connected, you would say that the dam in the second kos is shirayim, and then at least according to Rabbi Nechemi, you should be chayef al los chutz on the second kos. No, says Rashi, even Rabbi Nechemi would agree here that he's not chayef al los chutz on the second kos, because the second kos is not shirayim insofar as it's independent of the first kos, but since the second kos has the status of dochui, it's not royal as kabel, therefore he's potter for halos chutz on the second kos. The Mishnah continues, echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, he took the dam from one of the two kosos, and he was malit b'chutz, and the dam in the second kos, he was zorik b'fnim, is chayv al achitzon v'apnim v'mechaper. He's chayv al los chutz on the first zrika, which he did b'chutz, because at that point in time, the zrika, the dam, was royalist kabel. It wasn't dochui, because it's only subsequently, at time 2t2, that's when he took the rest of the dam and the other kli, and he was zorik b'fnim. Now, the dam and the other kli never left the azara, and therefore it's mechaper. The carbon is mechaper. So again, here's this paradoxical situation where on the one hand, he's chayef for chutz, and he'll bring a carbon chatas for that violation, but on the other hand, he was mechaper with the first carbon through the zrikas adam of the second kos. So that the zrikas adam from the first kos, b'chutz, even though it generates a chiyuv chutz, but nevertheless it doesn't passel the dam in the second kos, assuming that dam never left the azara, and therefore with the zrikas dam in the second kos bifnim, he's machshir the carbon chatas, and the bailim of the carbon chatas achieve kapara. They don't have to replace the carbon. Everything is fine and dandy. He says here in the name of the Sfas Emes that im lo yotzi es kol adam shebakos el yishpok me adam shekibu lekos acher v'yotzi v'yitim imenu yuchal acher kach losis mikos shenisha b'fnim v'hu yichaper. Basically, he's just saying that if he can split the dam into two kosos at any point, and the dam in one kos never left the azara, then the dam in the second kos, which did leave the other kos, which did leave the azara, again, that would generate a chiv chutz, but he still has the possibility of being mechaper by doing the zrikas adam with the dam in the other kos that never left the azara. Lema dover dome, the Mishnah now becomes pedagogic. Lemafresh chatoso v'ovdo v'hifresh acheres tachtel v'akach nimtzeis harishono hareishten omdos. In other words, now when he was mafresh chatos and he lost the carbon, now he separated it. He designated a second chatos to replace the first chatos. Now he finds the first chatos. Then he can choose whichever of these two zvachim he wants the shech for his karmah. Is Rashi lahakravei zeshiyurtze? Shochat shteim bifnim, potu. If he decides to shech both of them bifnim, that's fine. Now I'm not sure if he shechted them both bevasachas, with one long sakin, or perhaps he shechted the second one before zrikas adam, and therefore there's no psul of dichui, or maybe even if there is a psul of dichui, he doesn't violate any severe avera, I don't know. But then he shechted shteyem bachutz, and now the question is he chai for both of them, or is he chai for one of them, the first of the two? And the answer is, since he had a choice to bring either of these bifnim, he's going to be chai for both of them bachutz. Again, because at the moment of Shechita, either one of these two animals, these two chatos, was a candidate, Re'uilis Kare Bifnim, Lakrava Bifnim. So he's chayv for both of them. Again, would it be chayv one chatos or two? That would depend on Heli Machas or Shtei Alamos. Unless we're talking about a case of Vasachas.
The Mishnah continues, and he shechted achas bifnim, and then achas bachutz, potu. The first shechita bifnim, for sure, is a fine shechita, but the chata shnia, the alternative chatas, whether it's the first one or the replacement, it doesn't matter, it becomes what we call chatas hamesa, amongst the five chatos hamesos, which means the chatas has to die. And the reason for that is because it's called chata shekipu baleha bacheres. Once he did the shkita, the first one, he's already achieving a kapro with the first carbon. The second shkita, the second carbon now, is meaningless, and it's called a chatos shekipru baleha. And Rashi invokes a halach lemoshe b'Sinai. There are five categories of chatos shedinim lemiso. One is called vlad chatos. The other is chatos shemesu baleha. Then there's tmuras chatos. And then we have our case of chata shekipru baleh bacheres, which means of dovinimtzeis. Oh, and then we have a fifth category called of dovinimtzeis balas mu. So in this case, regarding to the second chatos, he shechted the first chatos. The second chatos is lemisa, therefore it's not royal iskayim uliskabel b'mizbeach b'fnim. Therefore, he's potter on the shechita bachutz. Now, another scenario. Shochat achas bachutz v'achas b'fnim. Now, he went ahead and he shechted one of them bachutz. That's called the chitzona in the language of this Mishnah. He's chayim. For the chitzona, he's chayim. Because at that moment in time, it was royal iskabel b'fnim. However, what's the impact on the other one that was left bifnim? Well, truth be told, since he shechted the first one outside the Azara, which means he's chayv for chutz, it in no way registers vis-a-vis the carbon its kapara, because it was bachutz. Now the other carbon remains a valid candidate for kapara mibifnim, and that's where the Mishnah says pnimis mechaperes. He can shech the carbon chatos bifnim, again assuming he never left the azara, and that's going to generate the kapara. And once again, we have that paradox that we spoke about, where he's going to be chayev for shchutei chutz, and he's chayev for, and he's mechaper bifnim. Now's a case where he had two chatos, and he shechted both of them bifnim. He did the zrikas adam of one of them, kidin, kidasu, kidin. Is kishem shedoma poter es besar kach, he poteres es besar chaverta. What the Gemara, what the Mishnah is saying here is that just like zrikas dam takes the basar itself out of me'ila, right, the zrikas matir midei me'ila, because now if a zar would be nene from the basar, he's not in violation of me'ila, so too, in this case, we have shtei chatos bifnim, and he already was zorik to dam the rishona, so that dam is poel on the dama of the rishona, and now the shnia, which we said now gains the status of the unfortunate status of chatos sheskapru baleh bacheres, which is dino lemis, it's on that list of the five chatos hamesos from the halacha lemoshe b'Sinai, is even though there's an isra hanah, but nevertheless, if he has hanah, he's not chayev mishum me'il. And Tosus later on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, is going to ask a lot of kashas, because what we presented is the sheet of Rashi, that hafkas me'il of the second chatas is because it's a chatas shekibru baleh bacheres, and Tosus has a sugya me'il on Daf Zayin Amud Beis in the case of nishketu shteim bevas achas, and then he was no saint domishal achas man, then it's mafkia me'ila from a shnia. But if they were shechted bazecher zeh, and he did the nesinas dam on the first one, there's no hafka of the din me'ila from the second one, and that's against this Rashi over here. And Tosus says that Kevin Shenishkito behechsher kolim zrikas domes shel chavero vehi gam hoyso ruil lekapor lechein gam liacher zrika shein a ruil lechaper lo nases kechata shekipru baleh. So Beli Neder, we'll talk about this Tosus if we can on a different occasion. We're now going to stop the shiur, and we're up to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Beis on the top of the Omid. So hopefully we'll be able to finish the perek and start the next perek, Paras Chatos, which is, by the way, not only is it the 14th Kaminyan Yad, the 14th perek in Zvach, but it's the last perek in Zvachim. It has approximately about 13 blot. If we Mirtz Hashem, B'siyat Hashem, finish those 13 blocks, we'll be able to make a siyum on Masechta Zvachim, Kein Yiratzeh.